For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Live from Orlando, Florida, you're listening to the Orlando Magic HQ podcast, the voice of Magic fans. Join us every week for a unique fan perspective on all of the latest Magic news and updates. The show starts now.
What's up, Magic fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Orlando Magic HQ podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network and Bet Online. We're your hosts, Al, myself, Anthony. Today is Friday, April 5th, and man, this season is almost done. I can taste the playoffs. Playoffs are right around the corner. We haven't clinched anything yet, right? We've clinched playing, right? We clinched the eighth seed, but that doesn't mean anything to us, right? Because we don't want the play-in. The goal, Al, the goal is to make playoffs. The goal right now is to make playoffs with home court advantage. And in today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the dynamics that are happening in the NBA. There's a potential team out there that we may or may not be facing in the first round. We don't know who is missing a very, very big piece to what they're doing. We're also going to be talking about a very important public figure out there that believes that if we play against this said team, that the Magic might do some crazy things and bring out the brooms out. But before we get into any of that, let's touch base with you, Al. How's everything? How you doing, my man?
All good, man. All good. My week got better as it went along. Last time we recorded, we were coming off a 3-game losing streak. So definitely feeling better now that we've won 3 in a row. So that's just the Magic for you, right? The ups and downs with this team. Right now we're feeling pretty good heading into Charlotte tomorrow.
Yeah. And listen, we'll talk more about this later on in the episode, but coming down the stretch, man, you really like what the Magic are doing. Magic currently on a 3-game winning streak, has some tough games that disappointed a lot of Magic fans, rightfully so. You had a loss against the Clippers, win against Memphis, win against Portland, and then a win against a very, very feisty New Orleans Pelicans. But before we deep dive into those games, just a quick word from our sponsor, Bet Online. It's down to the last 4 teams. Bet Online has been your tournament bracket headquarters all March long. And now that we're almost down to the finals, we still got a lot more in store. MLB is here and NBA, NHL playoffs are around the corner. As always, BetOnline is the number one source for your summer sports wagering. Head to BetOnline today to stay updated on all the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. And also, don't forget our newest sponsor, Cut, the social betting app. This was a social app that we've partnered with where you're able to socially wager with any of your friends on any specific topic. So definitely a lot different than what you're used to. Give it a try. Give it a shout. You can join the Believe Crew on the Cut app today and bet directly against literally anything, anything. So if you want to bet with your friend about you racing to whatever, you can definitely do that. So be sure to follow at CutBet on all your social media channels and download the app via the App Store on Cut, KUTT.com. Use promo code BelieveMagic for a 10% deposit bonus. All right. So now that we got all that stuff out of the way, just a really quick shout out to our guy, Luke. Luke just dropped an awesome, awesome article on OrlandoMagicHQ.com where he does a deep dive around Mo Wagner. Mo Wagner has been a player that has been a quickly fan favorite. Mo Wagner is one of those guys where you absolutely hate him if he's not on your team, and you absolutely love him if he's on your roster. And dude, when you think about other players in the NBA who kind of has that ability, it brings a different dynamic to the team, right? Because Mo Wagner has his knack, and we know that he has his knack, where he's able to really get under the skins of individuals. Like, we've seen this firsthand, right? And it brings a different element because the Orlando Magic have always been a team where we've always felt like it's been a little while since we had that rough, edgy type personality, right? Like the type of person that really can piss you off. And I felt like the last time that we really had somebody like that was Matt Barnes. Matt Barnes was a different animal, right? Mo Wagner, in my opinion, isn't at that level. He's like a nicer version of Matt Barnes, but he's still a type of person that, man, he's gonna get under your skin. He's gonna, if you're not careful, Mo Wagner he'll dunk one on your head. Like, and he does his Michael Jordan dunk that I go crazy every single time he does it. It gets me hyped, and I know that teams hate it because Mo Wagner is a type of player that he can talk smack, but he can also back it up. And we've seen the numbers that he does. No, he's not in the starting lineup, but coming off the bench, this is a player that can definitely do a lot of damage.
Yeah, man. So if you're a Magic fan, again, and again, we've all been following Mo Wagner the last few years, but it's amazing what Luke was able to explain throughout the article, the fact that he came here with just a chance to just possibly make a roster spot, and then who he is today. You know, we're a playoff team now. He's a key component of that team. Of course, Franz, his brother, is now on the team as well. So he's found a home in Orlando, and hopefully it will last here for a long, long time. So check it out, OrlandoMagicHQ.com. It should be right on the main page. Again, major props to Luke. Great, great article that he put together for us.
Absolutely. Now, Al, let's talk about this Clippers game. 197, we lose by 3 points. We struggle. It was a back and forth, but we definitely struggled. There was a lot of things that we can literally point at that we can say, man, we really, if we're going to be serious about this playoff run, then we really need to fix some things up. Throughout these games, we see that free throw has been a pretty big issue. Before this Pelicans game, Franz hasn't been playing his best basketball. Even Paolo has looked as if he's taking a slight step back. But when you look at the Clippers game, give me your quick thoughts on that specific layout. Because when we talked about this home stretch, I was overly confident, man. I felt like this was our way of stamping the seal and saying, man, we're here, we're ready for the playoffs, we're going undefeated. Didn't work that way. It's okay. We've won a majority of the games. We can at least hang our head on that. But what were your thoughts on that Clippers game?
Yeah, man. I mean, at the end of the day, I went into that game, honestly, myself thinking we're going to lose a game, right? They're healthy right now. James Harden, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Russell Westbrook. I'm like, it's going to be a tough game. Let's be sincere. Now, the Magic found a way to battle, and they did. You know, the fourth quarter, it was a good game. They were right there. They took the lead momentarily late in the fourth quarter. It took a 5-point lead. That lasted like 30 seconds. Paul George hit a three. Then Paul George hit a layup. And that was a wrap. They were feeling themselves. We were never able to recover from that. But once again, the same trend that happened during that three-game losing streak the previous week happened again here. The final minute and a half, 2 minutes of that game, our execution was just horrible. Turnovers, poor decisions. And again, that's the same thing that cost us a game against Golden State. That's the same thing that cost us a game against the Clippers. We just were not prepared to handle that final minute against a tough opponent. Had it been Charlotte, had it been the Wizards, we'd probably win that game. But hey, it's a different stakes. You got Steph Curry going against you. You got Paul George going against you. You got to be able to bring that up. And we were not. To your point, Franz did not show up in that game. Paolo kind of did, but he did struggle with some late game execution. So I think that even though the score shows that it was a close game, in my opinion, the Clippers really just overall, in my mind, should have won by a lot more. I was shocked at the end that we were in that game. So not upset with the loss, but I will say I'm upset with the fact that how we lost the game. We had it right there in our hands, playing at home. I wish we would have been able to find a way to close it out. But not disappointed. The Clippers are a better team, let's be honest, today. But it would have been nice to win that game.
Listen, it's okay to be upset. You expect to win every single game. And playing the song has been such a big part now of the winning experience. And the Magic have been winning so much that kind of feels weird when we don't win a game, right? Because like, do we not listen to the song? Like, we're so used to listening to it after a Magic game. And, you know, it's tough because you had a healthy James Harden. You got Paul George. You got Kawhi Leonard. Russell Westbrook, like you got these guys that that you expect for it to be a tough game, and the fact that the Magic, you know, were at least able to battle it out, keep it close, even though that, you know, it's a game of runs. You take the lead, you lose the lead, and you know it just didn't end in our favor. So the most important thing is that you end that losing streak, right? Because you lose to the Sacramento Kings, the Golden State Warriors, and the Clippers. Like, you're getting beat down, man, and you don't want to go on a losing streak towards the back end of the season where you're now like really fighting your way, clawing your way into this playoff bracket. So it was awesome to see the Magic just kind of taking out all their frustrations on the Memphis Grizzlies, and it was a rough day to be a Memphis Grizzlies. Like, we put the beat down on them, like almost up by damn near 50 points, like in an NBA game. Like, it was a smackdown, it was a beatdown, it was a laydown. Like, any type of violent verbiage that you can possibly use, that's exactly what it was. If you're Hispanic, that we took the chancleta, we took the belt, and it was just nonstop against the Memphis Grizzlies. Literally their only saving grace was the fact that Coach Mose ended up, you know, taking all our guys out and putting the third string in, you know, with like seven minutes left on the clock. So outside of that, does that make you feel better knowing that we were able to get that win, even though it's against a very, you know, not the Memphis Grizzlies that you expect to have if Ja Morant was there?
Exactly, yeah. So this was a game that, again, coming into it, just like I said, hey, against the Clippers, we're going to probably lose. This game, there was no way that we're going to lose, right? We knew from the jump that they were shorthanded, they were injured, really badly injured. And it was great to see that right from the beginning. We've been struggling a lot lately getting games started in a positive way. This game was the opposite. We were up 33-13 after the first quarter ended, so only allowing 13 points, wild. And then from there, like you said, it was a 40-point game. It was a 50-point game almost. It was an easy game from there. So it was great to see that the team kind of woke up after three tough losses and said, hey, let's take it seriously. Let's pank this team and take control of business. But yet, and I'll let you talk about the Memphis game in a little bit, but you then look at the game on Monday against Portland, and it was kind of the opposite, where we kind of said, hey, they are also injured. They're also kind of tanking. Let's chill. And it showed, because Portland truly took it to us. They were battling every possession, and it nearly cost us the game at the end. So I like to see that against Memphis, but for some reason, unfortunately, it didn't carry over to Monday night, which I did not like. And then mostly, also did not like it very much. So while I liked it, I would have loved to see it continue on that Monday night game against the Blazers as well.
Yeah, I think for me, when you're playing a team like the Blazers, on paper, this is a team that you're supposed to smash. Like, there shouldn't be, it's not competition. Like, granted, they're being led by Scoot Henderson, and so they have good, young, solid pieces, but our team, our talent, our depth should overpower them, and it just didn't happen, man. So it was definitely disappointing. We'll take the win, but yeah, man, you said it right. Coach Mose, even afterwards, his response, and I actually loved it. Like, this was Coach Mose's 100th win. Like, they're supposed to be celebrating, and I'm not sure if they did or didn't, but they're supposed to be celebrating your 100th win. Congratulations. But he wasn't happy, man, and rightfully so. Like, for a second, you know, he lost the whole good guy thing, and he definitely, like, laid it in, man. Before taking any questions from the media, you know, he wanted to address the fact that the Orlando Magic did not play towards the Orlando Magic standard. And that was the first time that you really start to think, like, yeah, man, like, we're at a point where, you know, this word culture gets thrown around so much, and, you know, the Magic haven't had culture and this and that, and the front office, they didn't even like using the word culture. And screw the word culture, man. Standard. I love it. Buy into it. We got a standard, man. Like, if you come here and play for the Magic, this is where we're at. This is what we do. And on a daily basis, we strive to be here because here is where we're successful. And I love the fact that Coach Mose called the team out, man. We didn't play to our level of brand of basketball. We didn't. And the fact that, you know, Coach Mose took a second to acknowledge that and not be satisfied with a 1-point win against the Portland Trailblazers, it shows that, man, this Coach Mose season one, granted it's a different dynamic, but Coach Mose season one, you know, wouldn't have talked the way that he did. So now you're starting to see a more experienced Coach Mose, and I loved it, man. If you take anything from that game, you take, in my opinion, the win is that we got a chance to see Coach Mose in that element.
Yeah, and to your point, I loved it. I loved the fact that he, again, didn't hold back. He led the press conference with those comments. So you love to see that. And to your point, it's been a trend, right? We've seen Paolo struggle, France struggle, the starters kind of just not play up to their potential, and he had enough. And I love seeing that, because then we transitioned to the game against New Orleans on Wednesday night, and we saw the team play a much better game, right? So we, at some point, we were leading by almost 20 points in that game, although, once again, the fourth quarter wasn't the greatest, and the Pelicans actually made it an interesting game in the final minutes. They still played a really solid game throughout. Paolo finally snapped out of it. The funk that he's been in, so did Franz. So what were the stats here on this one? So 24 points for Franz. My goodness, it's been a while that he hasn't scored more than 20. Yeah. And then Paolo, 32 points. That was great to see. I mean, what else can you say about J.I. and Jalen Suggs on the defensive end? And of course, then the bench. You saw Mo Wagner come in with 18 points. So we saw more of a traditional Magic basketball game last night. And I think for sure it had to do with those comments from mostly kind of pushing the team and saying, hey, man, we got to get back on track here. And I get it, man. We were home for 8 games, almost 3 weeks. The guys might have been too comfortable at home. I don't know what it was, but it was great to see our Magic brand of basketball being played last night against the Pelicans. Now, hopefully that will continue as we go here into Charlotte again, a game that we should easily win. And then an interesting game on Sunday against a Chicago team that's fighting hard. So hopefully we can continue this momentum. But to your point, I love the fact that Mosley led the way and led the charge, saying, hey, this is not up to our standard. We got to fix this.
Yeah, Pelicans game was a very, it was a scary game because of how physical it was. I feel like Jalen Suggs was just getting, it looked like a wrestling match, man. The stuff that they were really doing to him, and it's from a referee standpoint, an officiating standpoint, I feel like, man, the whistle was just not on our side. And luckily, man, nobody got hurt, because there was some instances where you really were, like, I was scared that something was going to happen, man. We can't lose a player like Jalen Suggs right now. Like, he's too crucial to what we're doing as a team to really be effective and play the way that we want to be able to play. And, you know, it's, to me, that was scary. But at the same time, the fact that, and this is stuff that Paolo Banchero talked about, this stuff that Coach Moss talked about, how, you know, they were very proud of the team, that they didn't lose their composure. And they talked a lot about that, that for a young team to be able to hold their composure and still battle and finish a job and win like that, that was huge. Because, man, even for the Pelicans, man, they got three players that got ejected out of the game towards the end, man. So, you know, again, for a young team that didn't lose their heads, no matter how much, you know, fight there was, Jalen Suggs was super vocal against CJ McCollum and the other guys, man. And you love to see the fight, because at one point you don't want to be pushed around either, right? You don't want to be punked out. And I feel like, even though we were getting beat up, the Magic were still showing their presence. And at the end of the day, man, we got the dub. And to me, that's the most important thing. Gary Harris, when you look at the scorecard, you know, 0 points in 30 minutes is a little tough. You're going to want more from Gary Harris, because his three-point shooting would definitely help the team stretch the floor out a little bit. But overall, exciting game. Magic need games like this. Less physical, hopefully, because we don't want any of our guys to get hurt. But it was a good practice playoff-like game to get us prepared and ready for the postseason.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For sure. You said it best. I mean, it got physical. And I just wonder what the refs were looking at, man, because there were times when Jalen Suggs got hit three times last night really, really hard. And none of those plays were looked at for a second review. They were looked at for a nothing. Like, they were just like, nope, regular play. That last one legitimately got tackled on a fast break. And they're like, oh, he traveled first. Like, crazy to me that they would not even consider the fact that, yeah, he might have traveled, but Ben, right after that, he got clobbered. So, like, call something on that. But either way, to your point, it was great to see the team keep their composure. It got ugly at the end. They made a huge comeback. And for a second, I was worried because, again, it was getting too physical. The refs were getting involved too much. The momentum kind of shifted completely to their favor. But luckily, we were able to close out that game. That was a game that I was afraid of, because the Pelicans are also playing for a lot heading into the playoffs. But it was great to see that we kept our composure. We won that game because, again, every game in my mind matters. We have six left. And trust me, every single one would matter here as we try to lock in home court.
Yeah. And then speaking of locking in home court, taking a look at our standings, the Magic currently with the fourth seed in the East. You got the Magic tied right now, one game behind Cleveland. You got Milwaukee, that they're in a losing, two-game losing streak. Not too far away from Milwaukee, New York, they're right behind us. Miami, you know, they're not too far back. So these games, they're slowly running out, man. The Magic are looking good in their seeding and where they're at. And it was just announced that earlier today, Julius Randle will miss the remainder of the season. I'm still not 100% sure whether that's a good or a bad thing just yet, because you would think that, you know, no Julius Randle is a big blow for their team. But they've been still playing really good basketball. They just got back Mitchell Robinson. OG is still, he's still waiting to get healthy to bring them on. So New York is still going to be a tough team to play against in the postseason. But I don't care, man. I'm still telling you, that's the team I want. Bring me the Knickerbockers, like, now. Like, that's no matter what happens with anyone else, I don't care what happens in the seedings in terms of who we play, but if I can choose and I can decide, bring me the Knicks. And just to kind of recap for some of my reasons from last episode, the most important thing is they're dealing with health issues. The Knicks are going to be the Knicks, and I think that should be, like, number one. Like, somehow, some way, the Knicks are going to find a way to be the Knicks, and I think that you can hang your hat on that. But all jokes aside, man, I think that from an experience standpoint, playing against the Knicks I like the way that we match up. I like the fact that Jalen Brunson is a undersized guard who is a massive offensive threat, but I think that Jalen Suggs can I want to see what Jalen Suggs is able to do under a playoff environment against Jalen Brunson. I think that that would be an awesome, awesome duel, and I think it's going to be primetime TV, man. I really do. So bring me the Knicks now, ASAP, and I can't wait to really see where we end up falling and who we end up playing in the first round. But if I can choose, it's the Knicks, man. Easy.
So you're still going with the Knicks, but I'm still guessing you wanted... I'm guessing you still want us to have home court advantage, though, right? In that situation, yes. Like, okay, yes. Just making sure.
Yeah, of course. They're going to have home court advantage at our home anyways. At the very least, you know, where it's in our environment. I think that what we should do is we need to send that one guy, like if we all chip in, do a GoFundMe, we send that same guy at that Pelicans game that was standing behind the booth. If we send him to Madison Square Garden, nah, that's too much of a vacation. That's too much. But shout out to him, man. He was definitely fun listening to from home on TV. But because here's the thing, man. There's going to be zero Magic fans in Madison Square Garden. Unless we travel out there, we're not going to have a huge presence, right? We're just not. They're going to have a huge presence on our end. So if we're going to play the Knicks, we need to lock in that home court advantage. It just has to happen.
That's the thing, you know. So to your point, though, so if we look at the standings again, so surprisingly enough, only two games behind the Bucks. Guess what? We play them twice more before the end of the season. So that's not crazy to think about, that we might be able to reach them, but that may be too far. But Cleveland, half a game ahead of the Knicks. Indiana, 2.5 behind us. Miami lost tonight, 3 games behind us. So we pretty much have separated ourselves from Philly and Miami at this point. Pretty decent. Three games and a half at the moment. But that race for the 3-6, it's going to be interesting heading into the last week of the season. Again, the Bucks, I don't think we can get to the second seed, but we do play them twice more. You never know. So it's going to be a wild, wild year. Final week of the season, the final 6 games of the year. Talking about Julius Randle, I think it's a huge breaking news, you know, affecting the Knicks. If we play them in the playoffs, of course, you'd never want to see injuries. But guess right. what, man? Let's be honest. It does make them a weaker team, right? Let's be real. That's like,
we've God dealt, forbid. How many times have we dealt with it? I don't care. Like, I'm over caring, bro. Like, if you don't have your players because they're hurt, whoop-de-doo. We've been dealing with that for the last decade. We've been there.
Exactly.
I feel sorry for nobody. Now, when I look at teams I don't want to see, there's one team that I'll be honest with you that I would rather steer away from is the Miami Heat. Like, yep. if I'm looking, that's the only team that scares me a bit because they are a fraudulent 6 seed, right?
They are.
When I mean fraudulent, I mean they don't. I'm not going to say that they don't care about seeding. But they're at a point where just get inside the playoffs, just get into the postseason, and then it's starting fresh. They're a dangerous team. You can hate on the Miami Heat all you want, but this is already a team that has already been to the finals. Their team is experienced, or Eric Spoelstra is experienced. I do not want to see, my opinion, I don't want to see the Miami Heat now. This is me talking about it. With a few games before the end of the season, if we end up drawing the Miami Heat in the first round, then I want all the smoke. But if I can choose which teams to steer away from, Miami Heat would be the team that I would gladly pass over.
I'm on the same boat. So one last thing regarding the standings I want to bring up is the fact that we actually own the tiebreakers against Cleveland, New York, and Indiana. So heading into the final week, that is crucial. So that means that if we finish with the same record as the Cavs, the Knicks, or Indiana, we actually end up ahead of them in the standings. So that's going to be massive again. So keep that in mind. It's going to be fun, man. I honestly don't care who we face at this point. Bring on whoever. It's going to be fun. The fact that we're going to be a playoff team this year, man, it's surreal to me. That was never, honestly, let's be real, Magic fans, that was never a goal of ours heading into the season. Our goal was to be where Chicago is right now, or Atlanta, like making the play-in. That was the goal. To be here today is massive. We got to take advantage of it. Bring on whoever. Now, my opinion again, I just want home to feel like home court for selfish reasons. I'm going to go to all the games, and I want to have a blast. If we face the Knicks, I'm warning you guys, I may get arrested. Just saying, because every time we play the Knicks, I get into it with Knicks fans. So keep an eye on that. If I'm not on the podcast, you know what happened.
Now, I'm not the only one that wants the Knicks, right? Not necessarily want the Knicks, but I'm not the only one saying that we have a really good shot against the Knicks. Shaquille O'Neal in his TNT broadcast where they were discussing matchups to see, they were talking about the Knicks and the Magic. If the playoff standings were to begin today, if the seedings were to begin today, and Shaq gladly with his chest said the Orlando Magic are sweeping New York Knicks, and he proceeded by singing Orlando Magic. So he clearly believes it in his heart and in his heart of hearts that the Magic are going to sweep the Knicks. Now, Shaquille O'Neal is a little bit of a troll. Let's be honest. He says crazy things that I'm sure he doesn't necessarily mean, but it's great for TV. But I like our odds. So my question to you, Al, the narrative is kind of changing a little bit, right? The Magic are being respected. Like, you have to respect us now because we're in the standings, man. The Coach Mose is going to be, unfortunately, runner-up for Coach of the Year. But do you like hearing what Shaq said about potentially the Magic sweeping the Knicks? And do you feel like there's a chance?
I mean, being honest with you, you love to see it, right? National media, a guy like Shaq, who unfortunately has actually bashed the Magic quite a bit over the years.
Yeah, I was surprised that he said it. I was surprised that he said it, I'll be honest.
So to actually see him showing us love, I'll definitely take it. I'll take any love that we can from anyone in the national media because I think we've earned it this season. Heck, we've won 45 games and we have 6 games to go. Like, I mean, come on, let's be honest. Whether that can happen or not, I mean, can it? Yes. If we go crazy and our shots start to drop, especially our 3-point shots, yeah. If our defense is locked in, sure. Will it happen? Probably not. Best case scenario to me, we beat the Knicks 6, if not 7 games. I think it's going to be a battle, man, because both teams are defensive minded. Both coaches are defensive minded. It's going to be a battle. So that's the issue with that series that I have and why I'm trying to avoid it. Home court will be an issue, even here in Orlando, and the fact that, again, they are built like we're built. My only concern is they have better shooters than we do. So if it comes down to hitting a couple threes more per game, I think they have our number there. They have better shooters at this moment than we do. But let's see. I love the energy from Shaq. I hope it continues. But I don't see us sweeping the Knicks in the first round. Best case scenario, 4-2. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be a bet. I think for sure it would be a battle. I wouldn't even be surprised if it went 7. And I would absolutely love that outcome. Again, I'm thinking experience, man. Like, what can this team go through this season to, one, highlight our game, our team, our dynamic, our Magic standard on a broader broadcast so that it helps us in free agency? What can we learn from it so that our players can now have post-game experience? And I think that from my long-haul perspective, that's going to go a long way. I do see us, you know, it won't be a simple 4-0 sweep. If it is, oh my God, whoever we see in the second round needs to be careful because we've hit a different level. Like, we've evolved into, like, Charizard territory. I don't know. We've grown up, right? Super Saiyan. We're bigger, right? We're a bigger, better team. We've evolved in a short period of time because, you know, they've always talked about how the postseason is more of a it's like dog years, right? Every postseason that you play in, you know, you get a different level, a different development from it because of that experience, and you can use that to share with others, you can show that to build on. And I think that for me right now, it's the most important thing. Now you take a look at the last 6 games, Al. There's only 6 games left of this season, man. It's I feel like the season flew by. It's been a journey. It's been a roller coaster. A lot of ups, a lot of downs, a lot of in-betweens. But no, we did not expect that we were going to be at this level. And you look at the final six games. You got tonight against Charlotte, who do not have LaMelo Ball. They damn near don't even have Coach Clifford because he's no longer going to be the head coach of that team, right? He's accepted a position to be in the front office. Then you have Sunday against Chicago. Chicago is always a fun team to play against. You get a chance to be able to see Vooch, and for some reason, DeMar DeRozan has this thing against the Orlando Magic. And then you have Tuesday against the Houston Rockets, where we talked a little bit this afternoon about, you know, the Houston already kind of being out of the play-in mix. Then you got Wednesday at Milwaukee. Milwaukee's been a team that has been struggling. They just lost against, who was the team? Was it Detroit? Memphis. It was Memphis. And this is the time for them to get it together, man. This is first postseason with Damian Lillard. Then you got Friday against Philadelphia. You got Joel Embiid that's finally back. Exciting for them, I guess. And then Sunday again versus Milwaukee. So you look at those six games and you expect on paper guaranteed wins. It's never guaranteed, but you expect guaranteed wins against Charlotte, Chicago, Houston. But Milwaukee, Philadelphia, and then Milwaukee again is where it gets a little challenging. Now, the awesome thing is that if the Magic go absolutely bananas, man, we got a chance to be able to hit the 50-win mark, which would be exciting. It would be huge. It would be great momentum for the postseason. And in order to do that, you're going to have to play some really, really good basketball on the back end. I was thinking that, hey, it would make sense for a team like Milwaukee to rest Giannis and to rest Damian Lillard. But because they haven't been playing great basketball, they're too worried about seeding. So that may not happen. They have some things to play for. And Philadelphia has some making up to do these last six games with Joel Embiid. So unfortunately, those may be tough battles. It may not be too tough for Milwaukee on the last game, because if that last game there's not much to play for, then not a big deal. But if there is, the Magic are going to have to show up and show out.
Yeah, man, it's going to be, I think, what we wanted, right? It's a final week where every game matters. And I wouldn't take it in any other way. I actually want it to be this way. There's been so many years that we've been watching, you know, Tankathon by this time of the season, not anymore, right? Where every game matters up until that 14th of April game on Sunday against Milwaukee, everything will matter. To your point, Charlotte, no doubt, should be a win tonight. Chicago, they're playing better. They're playing for something. They're trying to define whether they're going to be the ninth or the 10th seed. So home court advantage on that game.
Jeez.
So they care about that game. Houston, they're already kind of out of the play-in already. So they might not be trying as hard anymore, but they've been balling out in the last 3 weeks. So they could potentially give us a hard time in that game. And then, like you mentioned, the last three, kind of tough on paper. Let's see what they're doing. If Milwaukee has already kind of locked in that second seed by then maybe they won't care. But if they're actually playing against us and we're trying to catch them for the second seed, all of a sudden things may matter a little bit more for them. So let's see what happens. I am hoping that we just win at the very least. It's going to suck, but I want to get 50, but it's not going to happen. I think 4-2 in my eyes is where, if we can end up the season 4-2, we'll reach 49 wins in the season. And that should be enough for us to get either the third or the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference, which in my mind, that's what we want, right? Home court advantage, a playoff seed. We just miss, the 50-win mark by one game. But I'll be okay with that.
Man, I'm just gonna put it out in the air. I'm gonna speak it to existence. The Magic are gonna go 5-1. We're gonna end the season with 50 wins.
That would be incredible, man. Can you imagine if we actually win 50 games?
Let's just do it. Make it happen. Make it happen. The tough part is you're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4 of those games. Unfortunately, away. So that's the only tough part. But man, we want the smoke, man. Don't take the foot off the gas pedal, man. Go. We don't want to look too far ahead into the postseason. Take one game at a time. Worry about the now. Seeding matters. I don't care if we're the second seed, the third seed, the fourth seed. Just you definitely want to be in that realm, in that scope, to make sure that you've locked down that home court advantage. And for a team that you know, has missed the playoffs, has gone to multiple rebuilds, even though we made the postseason with Vooch and AG and Evan Fournier, it didn't feel like this. I love those guys and have beautiful memories during that time span, but it was tough. It was a struggle. It's not the same. This is a different feeling. And if we can get there with home court advantage, man, there's gonna be a lot of. If our social media was going crazy with Play the Song season wise, I can only imagine how annoying it's going to be for other fan bases during the postseason. On that note, it is a wrap. I appreciate everyone for listening. This show was presented by Bet Online. We'll catch you guys next week.
For all the latest Magic news and updates, visit OrlandoMagicHQ.com and follow us on Instagram at OrlandoMagicHQ and on Twitter at OMagicHQ. Also, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel and subscribe and leave a 5-star review on your favorite listening platform.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.